Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 221 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for October 7th is: do you find yourself allowing someone's opinion of you to affect how you feel about yourself? Discuss whether or not this is a problem in your life and the impact it has on your daily routine. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of seeking peace and fulfillment. It sounds so simple, and I'm sure I'm not the first person to tell you not to compare yourself to others, or to let someone else's opinion affect how you feel about yourself, or become your reality. But simple is not always easy. I'd like to share a story with you about a person who has achieved big things, but ultimately decided they were writing their own story, and that meant finding the best opportunity to give their gifts and abilities away so they could have the greatest impact on the world. Condoleezza Rice was born in 1954 in the still segregated state of Alabama. She grew up with dreams of being a musician and a vision of herself as a concert pianist. But she became interested in political science and international affairs while studying at the University of Denver. After earning a PhD, Rice accepted a position on the faculty at Stanford University in 1981. She enjoyed teaching and was good at it as she advanced through the university hierarchy. But she also pursued a career in politics while she taught at Stanford and was eventually appointed the National Security Advisor in the year 2000, as well as the Secretary of State in 2004. She was the first African-American woman to hold both those positions. But where is Condoleezza Rice today? She's back at Stanford educating future leaders about international relations. With all the fame and notoriety she accumulated with her work on the national and international stage, Rice could very easily have continued her career in the spotlight. But here's what she had to say about her career in 2012. Quote, "I think my father thought I might be president of the United States. I think he would have been satisfied with Secretary of State. I'm a foreign policy person, and to have a chance to serve my country as the nation's chief diplomat at a time of peril and consequence, that was enough. I'll go back and be a happy Stanford faculty member. My future is with my students at Stanford and in public service on issues that I care about, like education reform." End quote. When it came down to it, Condoleezza Rice felt that educating students was the best way to give away her gifts and abilities and have an impact on the world. More than being a politician on the national stage and directing national security and foreign affairs, she felt the best way to write her own story was as a teacher. I'm sure there are plenty of people in the political world who have tried to persuade her to return to the national stage. But seeking peace and fulfillment is not just about what is most easy and comfortable for us. It's about where we can have the greatest impact, and it's about living as the best version of ourselves, no matter the level of fame and notoriety. So how about you? Do you find yourself allowing someone's opinion of you to affect how you feel about yourself? Discuss whether or not this is a problem in your life and the impact it has on your daily routine. Condoleezza Rice had done the work of writing her own story enough to know the best avenue for her to have the greatest impact was in the classroom. So no matter what level we teach and coach at, we can know that we can make a difference by educating future generations. And Condoleezza Rice's story can help us on our journey to seek our greatest potential by increasing our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.